The Detroit Lions, a storied National Football League franchise. Unfortunately, the story has not been a happy one for years. Many, many years. Loyal Lions fans have been faithfully bleeding Honolulu blue and silver since 1957, the last time the Lions won an NFL championship game. Bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. However, the history of many championship teams is this fact. Sometimes you need to bleed before you succeed. If that's true, who can deny that the Detroit Lions are headed for the Super Bowl? Which is what your morning team show has been saying for years. Many, many years. So, for yet another season, your morning team will join you following the Lions each week, hoping, knowing, believing, and yes, praying that this is the year the Lions will roar all season long and once again be called NFL champions.
Yeah.
It started out as a Halloween treat. An incredible first half. And correct me if I'm wrong, Pat Johnston. 27-17, the Lions did lead at halftime.
They did.
And the final score ends up Dolphins 31, Lions still at 27.
27, right. Didn't score any points in the second half.
Didn't do much of anything in the second half.
No.
When I read the Lions only had three drives in the second half.
Yeah, no, just three. Yeah, it's amazing.
Totaling only 52 yards.
Yes.
After racking up nearly 350 yards of offense in the first.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's very, very Lion-like. And, you know, the thing was, it was just penalties sort of, you know, would just stall those first two drives. And
yeah.
It just cost them. And then the defense couldn't get off the field. They couldn't stop the wide receivers there for Miami. That was also an issue. So, great first half for the Lions, but it's a 60-minute game.
It's a 60-minute game.
And the Lions are, still finding ways to lose. Although, I guess you could say, I mean, we've seen this before where they've come out strong and then they fizzle, or they fizzle in the very beginning and then they make this frantic second half comeback just to fall short. It always seems like that.
Yeah. And, you know, it was, and I think head coach Dan Campbell said, we didn't want to be in a track meet. And it kind of turned out that way.
It did.
Yeah.
Whew. So the Lions are now 2-6. Is that correct?
We have two. I thought we only had one.
Oh, it's just one. Yeah. Look at me trying to give the Lions an extra win. I'm trying my best.
Well, that's because you think we should have won more than one game.
That's
I understand that. That's the mentality of a Lions fan. We should have won more than just one game.
And yet
we haven't.
Yes. Lions are officially, you know, they are on the clock for the first overall pick. And good for the Lions that the Rams continue to lose, since the Lions have their first round pick as well.
I mean, hey, if the Lions are going to lose, let's drag down
right.
a former Lion with us. He had his claim to glory last year.
He did. Stafford had it last year.
That was it, Matt.
Yeah,
that was it.
That's all. You know, again, the Lions, they show some flashes.
They do.
And when they're healthy, you know, I think the defensive line has played better as they've started to get some of their players back that were injured for the first part of the year. I think that's improved a little bit. But they just have, other than Jeff Okuda, they really don't have a secondary. And linebacking core is pretty weak, too. So they've got some work to do there. But offensively, again, they have been inconsistent. Charlie, think about it. They had those first great few weeks there where they were posting all kinds of points, all kinds of yardage, and then, suffered back-to-back shutouts.
Couldn't get in the end zone.
Shut out of the end zone.
And then you get there three times yesterday.
Yep.
And
so, they came out firing on all cylinders, and then...
that was the big mystery. I mean, how do you have such a great first half? And as you said, penalties, but still, I mean, well, not keeping Miami off the field, too. I mean,
yeah,
only
you got
three
Miami.
Drives.
Right.
8 drives for the game, 5 in the first half, 3 in the second half. Just,
right. And yeah, I think yesterday was when you could really start to see the frustration from Dan Campbell having to answer the same questions over and over. Dan, welcome to being a Detroit Lions head coach. As they do. You're not the first one who has to answer these same questions over and over again. Like, how did it happen this time? You know, do you feel like you're losing the locker room? Do you think people are still listening to you? All that. And so, yeah, yesterday during his post-game press conference, you could tell he was starting to get frustrated.
Maybe the most fun yesterday was the announcement that the Lions are going to erect a statue of Barry Sanders outside Ford Field
about
next
time.
Year.
About time.
You know, maybe something to distract the fans.
Yes.
Because if they erect a statue of Barry Sanders, as great as he was, there are other great Lions, that there could be more statues in the future, I'm guessing.
Probably.
But that was a big announcement. So,
yeah. Well, congratulations. Well-deserved for Barry Sanders.
Well-deserved.
I mean, since he's been gone, haven't had many great football seasons here in Detroit.
No. No.
Saturday.
Hey, Michigan State game. It was Michigan won. It was expected. They were favored.
Yeah.
And
right. Yeah, Michigan State put up a little bit of a fight there in the first quarter. And then Michigan dominated. And then Michigan State decided they wanted to fight after the game.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
That is too bad. But, let's see. I think the Detroit News, I think a reporter for the news had footage of what happened in the tunnel. And I also read somewhere that there was a recruiter's parent who also got some footage of the post-game activity when both teams were going into the tunnel to the locker rooms. Apparently four, and you can see the footage yourself, four, maybe even five Michigan State players surrounded a Michigan player and started pushing and punching him. And then there was even one other I saw where one player was using his helmet.
Yeah.
Like throwing his
I've
helmet
heard about
on.
That. I haven't seen that yet, but I've heard about that.
Yeah, you just see the tail end of it. And so now Michigan State has suspended four players as the investigation continues, which includes also police.
Well,
police are investigating.
You start to wonder if there's a charges beyond just what might be going on within the football-related suspensions and whatever might come out of the departments of the athletic departments.
Right, right. And that's too bad. You always want everything just to be settled on the field, but that didn't happen this time. And, well, yeah. Feel bad for, I don't know, I guess you feel bad for the rivalry in a way. Don't want that.
Yeah, no, you don't want that.
No,
don't
you
want
definitely
that.
Don't want that. But, yeah, dominating performance once again by Michigan. They remain number four in the country. And Georgia is number one, followed by Ohio State and Tennessee, who are tied in the second spot. And Tennessee plays Georgia this weekend, so that's the big game.
All right. We should also mention, Saginaw Valley State University.
Yeah.
Taking number one Davenport right down to the wire, and
I know. They've had a few against all these ranked teams, right?
Yes. Valley, Ferris State, yes. Davenport played great games.
Couldn't pull it out.
Come away with a victory.
I know. You get one of those, yeah. That'd be nice. Tough. But, hey, you know.
Still a great season overall.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. Just I know if you were listening on Saturday as the Cardinals were playing in the afternoon and you were hanging on the edge of your seat, it was a fun game, great game all around, around the way it worked out just in the end. You know, someone's got to win, someone's got to lose.
Right.
In this case, it was SVSU.
So they have, two games or three games
three
left?
Games left.
Three games left.
Yeah.
Three games left. Okay.
So we'll still have SVSU action next several weeks, and, of course, Michigan action for you, too. We should mention the Saturday night's game against Rutgers.
Yeah.
Is a night game.
Yes, it is. I don't know why, but
it's a night game.
It is a night game.
So back-to-back games that we'll have for you in the evening hours on 790 News Radio WSW.
As Michigan is going down the home stretch, hopefully that will conclude with an undefeated Wolverines going up against Ohio State in Columbus, which is going to be one of the biggest games of the year probably, if both teams can go there undefeated.
So far, that's the way it looks.
Yep.
But alas,
the Lions have again the number one overall pick so far in next year's draft. So
go Lions.